Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, everybody, buckle up. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, your daily dose of practical wisdom to navigate this crazy world we call life. Today, we're diving into something that trips us all up, staying calm when things get heated. Ever feel like a volcano about to erupt when someone cuts you off in traffic or your boss throws a surprise deadline at you? You know that feeling, right? That heart racing, palms sweating, I want to scream into the void, feeling? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen, Stoicism isn't about becoming a robotic Zen master who sits on a mountaintop sipping tea while the world burns. It's about developing tools to handle life's inevitable curveballs with grace and clarity. And trust me, learning how to stay calm under pressure is a superpower. It can save you from making rash decisions, improve your relationships, and even boost your productivity. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those heated situations like a stoic superhero. First off, remember this. You can control your reactions, but not everything else. Think of it like this. Life is a roller coaster with unexpected twists and turns. You can choose to grip the bar tightly and scream your lungs out or relax, enjoy the ride, and maybe even chuckle at the absurdity of it all. Focus on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your responses, and let go of trying to control everything else. It's a game changer. Secondly, practice mindful awareness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours every day, though that can be helpful. It simply means paying attention to your body and mind in the present moment. When you feel those stress signals flaring up, the tight chest, the racing heart, the urge to yell, take a deep breath, acknowledge them, and gently guide your attention back to the here and now. Next up, reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing heated situations as personal attacks or insurmountable obstacles, try seeing them as opportunities for growth and learning. Could this be a chance to practice patience? To hone your communication skills? To step outside your comfort zone? Remember, every challenge presents an opportunity to become a stronger, wiser version of yourself. Now, let's talk about effective communication. When things get heated, it's easy to fall into reactive patterns, lashing out, interrupting, or shutting down completely. But Stoicism encourages us to respond thoughtfully and calmly. Take a moment to listen actively, try to understand the other person's perspective, and communicate your own feelings clearly and respectfully. Remember, effective communication is like a bridge. It helps connect people and build understanding, even during difficult conversations. Finally, remember that this too shall pass. Just like all things in life, heated situations are temporary. They won't last forever. So, remind yourself that you can weather this storm, learn from it, and emerge stronger on the other side. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a meeting, brainstorming ideas for a new project. You've poured your heart into your proposal, but then someone throws out a critical comment that throws you off balance. Your mind races with thoughts. They don't understand. This is unfair. I'm going to fail. But instead of letting those emotions take over, you take a deep breath, listen carefully to the feedback, and respond calmly. You acknowledge their point of view, offer your perspective respectfully, and suggest ways to incorporate their ideas into your proposal. See what I mean? Staying calm in heated situations isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is okay. It's about mastering your emotions, responding thoughtfully, and using challenges as opportunities for growth. So remember, you've got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways: control your reactions, practice mindful awareness, reframe your perspective, communicate effectively, and know that this too shall pass. Go out there, face those heated situations head on, and conquer them with grace and wisdom. And don't forget to share your own experiences. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn from each other and build resilience together. Until tomorrow, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.